Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Joe Vitale, and I'm very excited because what we're going to do is talk about miracles coaching, and the best way for me to do that is to actually interview the coach of the year for 2009. And what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about is Janine Dietrich, and I believe I have her on the line. Are you there?
Hi there, Joe. It's Janine.
Thanks for being there, and congratulations on being nominated Coach of the Year for 2009. That has to feel really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, I guess it does feel good to be recognized, but the most important thing is that the students get everything they want, and that's where my heart's at.
Well, I know that you're dedicated. I know that you're one of the you obviously are the Coach of the Year, so you're a shining star here. But I need to know, for everybody listening, about being a coach. How long have you been a coach? Let's just start there.
Well, I've been a coach for about 2.5 years. I think it's about 2.5 years now.
Wow. And I take it you like what you do.
I absolutely love it, Joe. This is fulfilling to my life mission.
Isn't that beautiful? When you start following your mission, everything comes together. You're happy. You feel good. You feel healthy. You radiate this charm about you. I mean, everybody, not just you, but when you follow your mission, it all seems to come together.
That is so correct. I absolutely love living life this way.
Cool. Well, what initially attracted you to coaching itself?
Well, I've always been, I guess, what you would call a people person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the idea of being able to help people learn the wonderful things that I've learned through your program and through my life's personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And I love helping people clear their blocks so that they can accomplish everything that they want. It's very life-giving to me to get to be a part of that.
Well, I think that's where it's at. I keep telling people that the big message I have that I think is unique from everybody else's is that you have to get clear of whatever the blocks are within you until you can actually attract and achieve the results that you want. And for me, I learned a long time ago that I got accelerated results when I had a coach, and that's what caused me to create the Miracles Coaching Program, you know, years ago. So I'm glad that you're helping us with that, because that's what it's all about. When you love people and you can help them get clear of their blocks, then they can start to have that life they've been just, you know, dreaming about and fantasizing about. But from your perspective, what makes the Joe Vitale Miracles Coaches program different or special compared to any other coaches or other programs that you're aware of?
Well, first of all, let me tell you that I actually have purchased a lot of coaching in my lifetime prior to having become a coach myself and prior to having been a student of your Miracles program. So I definitely can see discernible differences in the various programs. I love it that your program is entirely designed to lead people toward discerning where their blocks are.
And then
when they discern where their blocks are, to enable them to completely clear those blocks so that they can manifest in their life what they're looking for. So literally I could tell you, Joe, that I think the difference is we coaches are clear.
Well, that's important. I mean, you do want to work with somebody who's already clear in order to help you get clear. It's the old thing about you wouldn't want to take financial advice from a homeless person. You know, you want to learn from somebody who's already cleared the path and achieved some sort of success that you've been wanting. And in my program, what I set up a long time ago is that the Miracles Coaching Program needed to have Miracles coaches that have been trained by me, who know my material, who know my books, who know my audios, but more than that, have worked with them internally to clean their own blocks, so that when they work with somebody, they're present with them. Do you know what I mean? You're clear with them.
Oh, absolutely. I will tell you that the most important aspect of my job as a coach, Joe, I feel, is for me, myself personally, to be clean and clear every day with every coaching call so that when I come to that call, I can be a pure conduit so that that student can receive exactly what they need.
That is a priceless gift. I know it from my own experience. And I guess I want to touch on something you said, that you've actually used coaches and been in coaching programs other than the one that we've got going here. And I think that's a sign of success, because I've done the same thing. Whenever I've hired a coach, and before I ever started Miracles Coaching Programs, I would still use a coach, and I get accelerated results. I think we all need help to get ahead, because otherwise we keep on doing what we've always been doing. We keep on thinking what we've always been thinking. We keep on being what we've always been being. We need somebody there to help us out of our own self-created limitation box.
That is so true. I have absolutely discerned that in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
I have needed an outside perspective, because when you're stuck in the rut of thinking the way you've always thought, the input from an outside perspective helps you break that chain.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's essential. Well, tell me this. What are some of the most common goals and objectives that you're seeing from your coaching clients? What are they coming in from? Or coming in for? What are they saying? I want to achieve this. I want to attract that. What's their goals or their objectives?
Well, it's interesting, because there's a real common theme. I would
say
almost everybody, a common theme. Almost everybody wants to attract the love of their life, or if they're already in a relationship, ignite their current relationship to becoming the love of their life. They also want money. They want to manifest more money in their experience, and they want health.
Mm.
Because if you have a lot of money but not the health to enjoy it, it's not anywhere near as fun to have the money. So they want the health to go along with the money. So we want them to be able to manifest all three.
So it's love, money, and health. Those are the three biggies.
That's exactly right. And I mean even healing. When they've come from a position of having manifested diseases in their lives or current poor health, they want healing.
Of course.
The program is designed so that they can posture themselves to be able to receive that wellness.
Mm. And so do they get, I guess this is a curious question I want to know from you and your experiences being Coach of the Year here and working with all these miracle coaching clients. If they come in, for example, wanting money, and I know that's a hot button. I mean, my most recent book is called Attract Money Now, because I know so many people are focused on that and they're desperate about that. But if they come in and they're focused on money, as they attract money in the coaching program, does the love and the health and the happiness as a side benefit get better even without focusing on it?
Oh, you are absolutely correct. It's really as if there's anything blocking you from receiving wellness. You can't receive the wellness in any area. So when you get free of all the blocks, everything comes to you that you want.
Now, that's pretty cool.
It is cool. So the love and the health can be an absolute byproduct of being clear so that you're manifesting the money, or in any order, if you're focusing on wanting the health, when you get clear so that you can receive the health, money happens and love happens.
That is so cool. Well, you know, it sounds like a miracle, but I'm kind of chuckling to myself, because this is why it's called Miracles Coaching.
It is, and you can focus miracles.
Yeah, you can focus on any one of these, but get a triple header as a result. Go in there just focusing on love, or just focusing on money, or just focusing on health. But as you get clear in that area, you're actually getting clear in all areas to allow miracles in every sort of category you can think of, including these top three that you're referring to.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Well, what are some of the common blockages or limiting beliefs that you're seeing out of these people coming to you? Are there any similarities? Or, you know, there are people listening to the call and they're trying to understand what they may have as a block in them. And maybe if they hear what are some common blocks, they can nod their head and go, oh, I've got that one, or I might have that one. There's something that comes to mind?
Yes. Oh, yes. Fundamentally, I think people are conditioned to think that having wellness is a function of working harder or doing more, and it's very much an empowered kind of a, I have to do more, go for my goal, go for the gusto, beat myself against the wall until I accomplish that goal I set for myself, and they make it a lot harder than it is. So, in fact, the primary blocks that I hear is things like money is hard to get, money is hard to keep, people will criticize me, and then there's also, what am I doing wrong? Because people beat up on themselves a lot.
Isn't that one of the biggest ones, the biggest problems, is that when people try to do something and they may not achieve it at the level they want, in their mind they feel like a failure, you know, they tried to do something that didn't work. instead of looking at it as feedback and self-correcting their course, doesn't the average person just kind of turn on themselves and torture themselves with their thoughts?
Absolutely.
Which actually creates more blockages. It's actually jamming the energy system within them.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting because I love energy work and everything that clears energy and allows energy to flow freely. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, if I feel inspired to, we'll even do energy work to get their energies flowing freely so that they can more readily, quickly, and easily release those blocks. So there are a lot of tools that we use to help them release those blocks.
But you can do that over the phone? You can do energy work and help them release blocks over the phone?
Oh, absolutely. And they feel it immediately. It's just incredible.
Wow. Well, why do you think some people have difficulty spending money on themselves for something that obviously will help them? For example, the Miracles Coaching, you know, this program, I started it well over 4 years ago. And we've had so many people go through this. And you've been doing coaching for 2 years. You're the coach of the year from 2009. You see all these people coming in and they get all of these great benefits. But so the benefits are obviously there. What would stop people from spending money on themselves in coaching when it's so obviously going to be good for them?
I think it really comes down to the fact that the exact same misconceptions that they hold regarding supply and the source of supply cause them to be afraid that they won't be able to afford it or no more money is ever coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really a misconception about supply.
Mm.
And when we give them in the program an entirely new paradigm about money, those limiting beliefs and those fears entirely dissipate and let go, and then they're able to receive the money that they've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes before they go through your course, they can't see that their fear that they won't be able to afford the course is actually exactly the reason why they need the course.
Yeah, that's a big one right there. You probably need to pause and let that one sink in. You know, for the longest time, I used to struggle with this money thing myself because I would do what most people do. I'd look and say, well, money is coming to me from my job, and if I keep that perspective, then it looks like there's a limited amount of money that will ever come to me. When I realize that money doesn't come to me from my job, it comes to me through my job, which means that money is actually this unlimited source that's out there, and it can come through whatever channels I allow it to come in. A job might be one way to do it. I know as an entrepreneur, there are so many ways to make money online and offline that it is almost unfathomably ridiculous. There is just so many ways to do it. But when you have the mindset that there's not enough, that there's only so much, or there's scarcity, or you can only have so much because of a particular job you have, you don't realize that that's the mindset that blocks prosperity from actually coming in.
Exactly. That is so true. Also, I have heard so often, Joe, as I'm working with your students, that they are concerned, in fact, that if they give any of their money away to someone else to allow the financial abundance to flow through them to someone else, that they might not ever have money again, and they almost have a fear of allowing money to flow to anyone else.
Right.
So that actually indicates an underlying limiting belief about money and a misunderstanding of how money works and how abundance works. And, of course, your whole program is designed to help them clear that.
Mm-hmm.
And it works. Your program works.
Well, you know, in the book that I wrote, which everybody can have for free in case there's somebody listening who doesn't know it, my latest book, Attract Money Now, is available to read online. Just go to www.attractmoneynow.com. And in it, I have a 7-step formula that's to help people shift their paradigm, their way of thinking about money. And one of the ways in there, it's one of the steps that I coined the phrase for, it's called prosperous purchasing. And prosperous purchasing means when there is something you want and you have the money to do it, then you must do it in order to send a message of prosperity to yourself and the universe. And when I was on Fox TV a while back and they asked me about prosperous purchasing, I explained to them that if you don't buy something and you have the money for it and you have the desire for it, it's clearly there, then what's the message you're sending to yourself? You're sending the message that you don't have enough. There isn't enough. I don't deserve it. I'm not going to have any more money. This is all the money I have in the world. This, it might not be right for me anyway. And you just talk yourself out of it. And what you're actually doing is closing off the road to prosperity with the stopping of the flow of spending. So prosperous purchasing is just one way to actually attract money. So when people think that, oh, they can't spend money on themselves, they're actually not realizing that they must spend money on themselves in order to attract the miracles they want.
Exactly. And it is so much fun when I'm on my end of the phone and they get it. I can almost hear the lights go on in their spirit, and you can almost hear their brain turn on, and they're like, Janine, I get it. And they have that aha moment. It's absolutely life-giving.
Well, you must be living on a cloud all the time, because you must be getting the same rush they're getting. When they have the breakthrough, it sounds to me, because I can hear it in your voice, that you get excited and you have your own breakthrough of a sort, listening to them become awake.
I do. You are absolutely so right, Jeff. Why, thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of doing this.
Oh, it's co-creation.
Because I get that rush right with them.
That is wonderful. Let me ask you another question here. What are some of the techniques that you are using to overcome obstacles and these limiting beliefs? So in other words, can you tell people a couple things that maybe they can do on themselves or at least think about until they get into the Miracles Coaching Program?
Oh, sure, absolutely. We use two methods primarily for helping the student analyze their limiting beliefs. Once they've realized they have a block about money or a fear that there won't be enough or something like that, then we analyze the limiting belief. And analyzing the limiting belief is actually necessary in order to give the conscious mind data so that we can then move them through a process of releasing that data and supplying a whole new way of thinking and subsequent feelings. And the two primary methods that we use to analyze the limiting beliefs are the benefit of the benefit, which is where you actually analyze what is the benefit to me of believing this, and then you take it one step further or one step deeper, if you will, what is the benefit to me of the benefit? Sometimes it's just laughable. The students and I will laugh on the phone when they realize, oh, my goodness, there is no benefit to this benefit. It doesn't serve me at all. And they immediately let it go. But there are other times when they need just a little bit more work on it, because sometimes they have another layer of limiting belief and there is another benefit. So there's another technique we can use for analyzing that data upon which they base the limiting belief, and that's called differing data interpretations. Differing data interpretations just helps the student light upon a whole new way to frame the incident upon which they base the limiting belief. For example, if their father always said, money doesn't grow on trees, I'll never have enough money, we take them through offering them a whole new way to interpret that and to see that, does the possibility exist that your father is creating his reality the way he wants it to be, and that because he continues to look at his current reality, he keeps creating it over and over. But just because he's doing that, does that mean you have to do it? And when you give them that new perspective, they totally reframe the data upon which they base the limiting belief, and it just is easy to dissipate. Then we'll frequently, after analyzing the limiting belief, we'll take them through a system called neuro-linguistic programming. I love neuro-linguistic programming. It literally is a system whereby the neural pathway that was previously created in the brain through repeating the thoughts about something over and over and over again, which neurons that wire together in the brain. So it creates a neural pathway that causes the same emotional response every time. In other words, they get depressed or they feel afraid, because the brain will literally release chemicals to cause them to feel that way every time. So when we use neuro-linguistic programming after having analyzed the limiting belief, it actually causes them to reprogram that same neural pathway. So literally the neural pathway vibrates in a totally different way, and we light up on a whole new way of feeling, and we end with a good feeling thought, and it changes the whole way they feel when they think about that issue.
Wow. Now, that sounds pretty exciting, but I want to play devil's advocate for just a moment.
Okay.
Because I hear some people say, well, okay, this is about changing your beliefs, but I don't know what my beliefs are. So if somebody comes into the Miracles Coaching Program and you, Janine, are working with them and they say that, how do you help them find their limiting beliefs?
You know, I love it when people just talk to me and they share their heart. And in our very first coaching session, I asked them if they would be willing to do that, just talk freely from their heart about what they're thinking and feeling. And I explained to them that part of the reason that will help me help them is because when they're talking freely from their heart, I am trained to be able to hear where their disapproval lies. And in their disapproval are their limiting beliefs.
Whoa, I got to repeat that one. Hold on one second.
Okay.
In their disapproval is where their limiting beliefs are hiding. Is that what you said?
That's exactly right.
That's like a fortune telling, a fortune cookie in a Chinese restaurant. It's so powerful yet so simple. You can put that on one little line, but there it is. That disapproval is actually revealing some of the beliefs that are powering the lives of people who would prefer to have miracles rather than misery.
You're exactly right. And they have amazing aha experiences after they've spoken to me and I hear where their disapproval is. And I'm taking notes like crazy, writing down little phrases that they have said that indicate to me their limiting beliefs. And after they expound for a few moments and I say, may I interject a thought? And at that point they say, oh, please do. May I tell you some of the things I've just heard you say? Okay, lay it on me, they say, you know.
Yeah.
Lay it on me, what was it? And I'll say, okay, you said this, which equals this kind of limiting belief. Can you hear that in that statement? And they go, oh, my goodness, you're right. And so I just use their own phrases to help them identify where their limiting beliefs are.
That is incredibly powerful. I hope people realize just how revealing that could be, because all of my work is based around the phrase, you create your own reality, but you're doing it with your beliefs. And most of us are unconscious to our own beliefs. That's why we need a skilled coach to listen to us, reflect our beliefs, so we can see them for the first time. And sometimes, would you agree with this, Janine, that when you just hear the belief, sometimes with awareness alone, it can dissolve?
Yes, absolutely. Those epiphanies are amazing for a person to experience. They feel that release immediately, and sometimes they chuckle and laugh with glee.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Well, tell me this. We're talking about cool things. What about your greatest success story so far? Tell me about a couple of juicy ones that you're real proud of.
Oh, wow. I actually have so many success stories with these wonderful students of yours, Joe, that some that come to mind. Okay, I have one student who had actually manically been attending to her aunt who had Alzheimer's, whom she'd actually hidden resentment for. She'd harbored hidden resentment for. And she realized during one of our calls that she was upset toward her aunt because she herself was actually afraid that she was going to get Alzheimer's.
Oh.
So she looked internal and realized, oh, my goodness, the reason I'm so bad to my aunt is because I'm afraid I'm going to get Alzheimer's. When she uncovered this fear, we were able to neutralize the negative energy on that fear using many different methods that we use for neutralizing negative energy. And not only did she feel immediate love toward her aunt, but her color blindness went away.
Oh, really?
Right while we were on the phone, she said, Janine, I can see colors.
And that was a first for her at that point?
That was a first for her at that point, and she was overwhelmed. She was sobbing. Of course, I was crying with joy with her. She was sobbing with joy and relief. And in addition to that, not as if relieving herself of her colorblindness wasn't enough, her insurance business absolutely soared, and people were really drawn to her insurance business, and her business just took off like lightning.
Wow. Isn't that cool when all the side benefits come in? They come in here because they're complaining about one thing. They clean it up, and then all of the energy channels in the person are opened up, and other areas that they didn't even look at, they didn't comment on, they didn't say they wanted to work on it, it gets resolved.
Yes.
That's the miracle. Yes. This is why this is called Miracles Coaching. The results are so spectacular. Well, tell me another one. Tell me another one. You're on a roll here.
Okay.
Give me another exciting success story.
Okay. I'll tell you another exciting success story. I've had another student that had not had a good relationship with her mother for years.
Hmm.
And I'm going to just remind everybody who's listening that wherever there's disapproval, there's a sign of a hidden, lurching, limiting belief.
Hmm.
And she had not had a good relationship with her mother for years and was very critical of her mother. And she hadn't seen her brother in over 20 years. Well, after we reframed how she felt about criticism, and she looked internally at the places where she was criticizing herself, she forgave herself, and she forgave herself for having held on to it for so long, and she actually felt inspired, you know, divine inspiration. She felt inspired to organize a family reunion, which she invited her brother to attend. Her brother did attend. And at that family reunion that she had organized, her mother just sobbed with joy, and everything was restored. She and her brother and her mother were restored in relationship. And
wow.
As time went on, after that tremendous resolution and restoration in their relationships, money started coming to her. She had owned a business that was somewhat struggling, a shipping company, and her business went on to absolutely take off like lightning, and she even expanded into another country.
Wow. Wow.
She is absolutely joyous that her relationships are restored and money is coming to her like crazy.
Well, since money's such a hot button, do you have a story about somebody that might have been wanting to improve a business or wanting to attract more money or more profit? Anything come to mind about somebody who was doing that in the Miracles Coaching Program?
Yes.
Mm.
I have a student that was a young chiropractor, and he had just recently graduated, and he was under significant time pressure from his father to become profitable because his father had underwritten the opening of his new chiropractic practice. So the student entered the Miracles Coaching because he wanted to learn how to manifest money, and he was under time pressure. He felt a lot of stress about manifesting money very, very quickly. The student also wanted to attract the love of his life, but the interesting thing was when the student gained an entirely new paradigm about money, the amazing thing that happened was within 2 weeks, he had exceeded the number of patients that he needed to be profitable. His father was absolutely thrilled and wondering how he came up with this amazing, these amazing marketing ideas were flowing to him, very unique marketing ideas. And this caused his practice to absolutely explode and thrive, and his father was thrilled.
I bet.
The interesting thing about that I just have to throw in is he also did attract the love of his life.
Really? Well, that's a pretty cool side benefit. This is amazing. Well, it also raises the question, though, Janine, it sounds like these are people who might have been struggling or having some problems. What about people who are already successful that are, you know, before they got into the Miracles Coaching Program, they were already doing pretty good. Why would a successful person come into the program at all? Why would they consider it?
Well, you know, it's interesting because every time a person is successful, and yes, I do have many successful students, and so do all of the other coaches. We have many successful students, and the reason they buy the program is because they realize the value of clearing and identifying and then clearing any additional blocks they may have, because when you expand and you grow to a certain level of success, you discover, why not have more? It's so much fun to be this successful. Why not have more? And so they do want to manifest even more.
Well, I have found that to be true, too, and I've always found that if people want to be successful, they usually need, I'm going to not even say usually, they always need to have somebody to kind of urge them on, to help them get clear of anything that shows up that might be blocking them, to help them get clear of the beliefs that are within them. Because as you reach for more, usually you find some beliefs that are in the cobwebs of your mind, and you need some help getting rid of those. I have found in my own career that I have had spectacular results whenever I worked with a coach. And that's why I created Miracles Coaching, is that I don't want to stop and just say, well, I'm done now. I want to keep growing. I want to keep achieving. I want to keep attracting. So even successful people, they want more, and they also need help to keep getting more.
Exactly. You know, it's an interesting side note that I will make mention of is that we actually coach in your program, Joe. We actually coach several coaches from other programs.
No. And, that's pretty cool.
Yes. And the reason they are drawn to the program, first and foremost, I would say, they're wonderful people. They're automatically, innately wonderful people because they long for and desire to help other people manifest everything they want, but they recognize that they themselves have blocks. So they come to your program, and I have the privilege of coaching these other coaches from other programs, and they are able to identify where their blocks are so that they can manifest what they want.
That is beautiful. That's a great insight. It shows what it takes, that if you really want to make a difference and attract miracles, this is the kind of thing you have to do. Well, that also leads to the question, what factors help lead to the greatest success in working with a coach like you? You know, what does the student need to bring to bear here? How does this work so that they, you know, when they enroll in the Miracles Coaching program, and they can do that at www.miraclescoaching.com, what factors help lead to the greatest success in working with somebody like you?
I think what leads to the greatest success is when a student comes to the program with the understanding that they will need to be humble enough to be able to hear some things about themselves that could be hard to hear. When they come with that openness and they're really willing to take their own personal inventory and realize that there are, that these things which are manifesting in their lives are based on thought processes and beliefs that they hold within themselves, they're going to have to be willing to allow us to say things that can be hard to hear. We always say it with love. We say it with love. And so when they have that willingness, it just yields their successful fruit far more easily.
Well, I totally understand that, but I also have to play devil's advocate and be on the side of the people listening who might just get a little bit of afraid as they heard you. Because when you say that you may say some things to them that are slightly uncomfortable, some people don't want to be uncomfortable. They don't want to face something like that. What would you say to them to help reassure them that that discomfort or uncomfort is actually in their best interest? It's got to be the last blockage, you know, to get them to the other side. What do you say to somebody who's afraid to hear what's going to make them, at least at first, uncomfortable?
The beautiful thing about the way all the laws of the universe are laid out is that they are always laid out for your success. And the primary thing that we always come back to, even after they've had to hear something that they've been holding on to, that they'll need to be willing to release for their optimum success, is we always come back to the fact that it's all about loving yourself. So when you realize that you get to love yourself and forgive yourself, there's nothing to be afraid of anymore, because the universe is very benevolent and loving, and you get to love yourself.
Wow.
So that's the good news.
Well, I think that that discomfort is just the last bit of a belief holding on, and that when it does dissolve, what's on the other side is this wonderful, ecstatic feeling of freedom. And this is when you begin to attract the miracles. So I think that anybody who's facing or fearing something like that needs to look at it as good news. It's the next step in their evolution, and it leads to, like you just said, this love for yourself as well as love for everybody else. It's a massive breakthrough.
Exactly, a massive breakthrough.
Well, who could benefit from coaching? I don't want to just say, you know, certain people of a certain age or in a particular discipline. I mean, what's the truth? Who can benefit from Miracles Coaching?
I really think everybody can.
Yeah, I actually think everybody
can. I myself still love utilizing the services of a coach. I know that you still utilize the services of a coach.
That's right.
I think everybody can.
Mm. Well, I totally agree with you. You know, I have found that if I want to learn to play my guitar better, I hire a guitar teacher. When I was going to Peru and I was going to speak in Spanish to the 17,000 people, I hired Spanish tutors. When I was thinking about singing and doing acting, I hired an acting coach and a singing coach. And I think that no matter what you want to do, if you want to achieve true results in your life, you need a miracles coach. It's kind of like the base to getting the results in all other areas. That as long as I use a miracles coach, then anything else I add on to it, it's just going to be all the sweeter and all the faster in getting results. So for me, a miracles coach is essential, and I think they're essential for every person that's at least listening to this call. You know, because obviously somebody listening to this call is wanting more. They're curious. They're into self-improvement. There's something they want to attract. There's a miracle they want in their life. So clearly, the people listening to this call need to be in miracles coaching, and they should go to www.miraclescoaching.com right now.
Absolutely. They're being attracted to it and drawn to it. Because
yeah.
The law of attraction is a true principle.
There you go. Well, let me ask you this, and I don't want to keep you forever here, so this might be my final question, or I might ask another one if you don't mind. But what are some ideas or techniques that the listeners can employ right now in their lives to see immediate benefit? Let's give them something that they can, you know, walk away from, they can walk away and use, something that they can take to the bank right now. What's a good technique, idea, something you want them to think about, something you want them to do, something they can do right now?
Wow. Okay. Actually, two come to my mind.
Okay.
And I feel like the first one that I want to share, Joe, is about criticism.
Okay.
When a person is afraid of criticism, I want to give you a totally new perspective on criticism.
Oh, good. Okay.
And that is actually, if you frame criticism as just another perspective that I can consider, then it doesn't cause the emotional pain because you realize that an outside perspective gives you more data and more information upon which you can base new beliefs and new thought processes. So if you see criticism rather than as something painful and awful and being attacked, and rather frame it as another perspective I can consider, then you realize it doesn't say anything bad about you.
Mm.
It's just that person's perspective, because everyone can have a different perspective based on the exact same incident or data. So framing criticism as another perspective I can consider takes the sting out of it.
That's good.
Isn't that good?
That's really good. That can resolve so many problems and let people be happier right there. Well, what's another one? What's the second one you wanted to give us?
Okay. This one, I will tell you, I'll just share with you, because it is to be clean and clear with every coaching call so that I can be a conduit to receive inspiration from the divine. This actually came to me while I was on a coaching call.
Hmm.
I experienced a total paradigm shift myself as I received this inspiration from the divine, and it has literally set everybody free ever since.
Wow, tell me more. What's this one?
Okay, and that is this, Joe. Relative to deservingness, probably everybody out there listening to this discussion that we're having has bantered with themselves about their level of deservingness. Do I deserve to be rich? Do I deserve to have the love of my life?
Mm.
I've done so many bad things in my past. I've made so many mistakes. And they beat up on themselves, and they beat up on themselves, and they're very worried and concerned about deservingness.
Mm.
Well, in Some other programs, they go at length through having the person detail everything good, and it's almost as if they're trying to outweigh the good from the negative things they've done in their life to try to help the person convince themselves that they're deserving. And it's a lot of work, and it's frustrating. And sometimes the person still doesn't end up feeling like they deserve it because they still hold in their awareness these negative things they've done or mistakes they've made. Perhaps maybe they made an investment that didn't work out the way they had hoped it would, and they lost a lot of money. So they beat up on themselves about that, and they think, I'll never deserve to be rich because fill in the blank. Well, mm-hmm. I can give you a whole new paradigm about deservingness. Are
wow.
you ready?
Yes, yes. I'm leaning
okay.
forward. Say, what is it, Janine? What is it?
Okay, a whole new paradigm about deservingness. There's no such thing.
Ooh.
In universal law, yeah, there's no such thing as deservingness in universal law. We literally get what we feel about, period. That's all there is to it. The universe actually does not discriminate against whether it's bad or whether it's good or if it's positive or if it's negative. We get what we feel about. So if you want to become rich, and you feel like you want to become rich, and you feel it like you already have it, and you've put yourself in that place where you're feeling it, you will attract money. Even if you're a lousy scum. Even if by other people's standards you're bad. Even if you're a lying, cheating, drug-dealing scum or whatever. If you want to be rich, you will attract riches. Now, make no mistake, the person who is by most people's considerations bad,
mm-hmm.
if they want to be rich and they focus on it, oh, they will attract riches. But because of the other negative things in their spirit, they will attract other negative things, and so they won't have peace.
I see.
Don't make any mistake. They won't have peace, but they will be rich. They may have problems with the IRS or people wanting to hire a hitman or something like that
right.
to get rid of them. So they won't have peace, but they'll get rich. I'm going to borrow a quote from the Bible, if I may,
mm-hmm.
that illustrates this, I think, pretty effectively. And that is this. It says in the Bible, "The Lord maketh the sun to shine upon the just and upon the unjust." So literally, you don't ever have to beat yourself up wondering if you deserve what you want. In universal law, there's no such thing as deservingness. You get what you're feeling about.
That
Isn't
is
that good
huge.
News?
That is huge. Those are that is worth everything right there. That was like a $1 million miracle tip of the day. Both
you know,
of those, but that last one in particular.
I'm so glad you feel it that way as well, Joe, because when that came to me, and every student I've shared it with since, it has been an amazing epiphany.
Wow. Wow. Well, Janine, we can just go on forever talking about this, but the bottom line is the Miracles Coaching Program is obviously working. You're the Coach of the Year for 2009. I've had the Miracles Coaching Program for several years now. All kind of people are coming in with successful or wanting to be successful and exceeding their wildest dreams by continuing to do this. And I just want to encourage people to go to www.miraclescoaching.com and to go and explore this and talk to one of the reps so you can find out when you can start this. And Janine, do you have any thoughts or two that you want people to kind of walk away with or be thinking about over the next few minutes or the next day?
I guess I could share this thought.
Sure.
If they are resistant to spending, shall we say spending, I think it's investing, but if they are resistant to spending money on Miracles Coaching, that is the first indication of their limiting belief, and it absolutely underscores why they need to go do it now.
Now, that is something they should be thinking about and then acting on. Well, I'm the guy who says the universe likes speed, money likes speed. If you want results, you're obviously listening to us because you're interested in Miracles Coaching. I say that you should just drop everything, go right to the computer, go to www.miraclescoaching.com, fill out the form, and then follow the next steps. because you can hear the energy in Janine's voice. I am excited talking to her. It's a contagious thing, and that's the kind of energy you start to live from on a day-to-day basis when you're in miracles coaching. And then the miracles start happening, actually, whether you're focusing on any particular one or not, because as you're focusing to get clear, you end up getting clear in all areas, which allow miracles to show up in just about everything that you could imagine. But Janine, thank you so much for making the time to do this. I know you're busy. I know you got other things to do, but thank you for making the time to do this evening.
You are so very, very welcome. It's been my privilege.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. I am grateful for you, and Godspeed to you, and, of course, Godspeed to everybody listening. I will talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.